This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the MSME sector today, the Prime Minister highlighted that the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, transparency और inclusive growth को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. Consistency और reforms का assurance एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है. मैं मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और एक्सपोर्ट से जुड़े प्रत्येक स्टेक होल्डर को ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि ये निरंतरता आने वाले वर्षों में ऐसी ही बनी रहेगी.
टॉकिंग अबाउट द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ MSMEs इन द इकोनॉमी, मिस्टर मोदी सेड MSMEs प्ले अ ट्रांसफॉर्मेटिव रोल इन द इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ ऑफ अ कंट्री. Highlighting the various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country, he said important steps have been taken to promote manufacturing and exports in the budget. The Prime Minister urged the industry leaders not to be mere spectators, but to seek opportunities in the global supply chain. He said the focus must be laid on manufacturing innovative products that have global demand to push exports. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that unconventional threats like hybrid warfare, cyber and space-based obstacles are posing challenges to the security apparatus. Speaking at the seminar on advanced technologies for internal security in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh pointed out that security situations have become quite complex across the world due to the overlap between internal and external security. He said regions and areas affected by insurgencies, left-wing extremism and terrorism have their own distinct issues. He emphasized the need to focus on specific areas for better solutions to the challenges.
राष्ट्रीय रक्षा सुरक्षा का विषय अपने आप में इतना बड़ा है, कई सारी एजेंसी अलग-अलग स्तरों में इस पर काम कर रही हैं. और आज हमारे समक्ष आ रहे अलग-अलग थ्रेट्स को अनेक एजेंसी अपने स्तर पर एड्रेस भी करने का काम कर रही हैं. लेकिन अलग-अलग दायित्व होने के बावजूद भी उन सब का मोटो एक ही है, और वह मोटो है देश की सुरक्षा. मैं बताना चाहूंगा कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में हमने हमेशा इस बात पर ध्यान दिया है कि संस्थाएं साइलोस में कार्य न करें, बल्कि एक दूसरे के साथ कोलैबोरेटिव अप्रोच के साथ वह काम करें.
Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today chaired the 9th meeting of the Mission Steering Group of the National Health Mission, NHM, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The meeting covered crucial discussions on policy frameworks, operational strategies and financial norms aimed at enhancing healthcare delivery and achieving the NHM's objectives. Union Minister Panchayati Raj Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lallan Singh, has highlighted that nearly 1.4 million women across the country are associated with the Panchayati Raj institutions today. He made these remarks while addressing the inaugural event of Sashakt Panchayat Netri Abhiyan at the National Conference for Elected Women Representatives in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh said that the government has taken several initiatives, including the Lakhpati Didi and the Namo Drone Didi schemes, to empower women. India strongly rejected comments made by UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk in his global update at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking at the UN, India's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Mr. Arindam Bakhchi called the remarks unfounded and baseless, saying they did not reflect the reality on the ground. Bakhchi emphasized that India is the world's largest democracy with a vibrant and diverse society. In men's cricket, Australia were 110 for 3 in 22.3 overs against India in the first semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai a short while ago. Earlier, Australia won the toss and opted to bat first. In the second semi-final tomorrow, New Zealand will face South Africa in Lahore. The winners of both semi-finals will clash in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.